It's 7 minutes after 12, and we begin this week of Ozarks by looking ahead. The semester-long Housing Northwest Arkansas Initiative, led by the University of Arkansas's Faye Jones School of Architecture and Design, wrapped up this month. The initiative, which focused on the issues of attainable housing in the region, included a design studio for Faye Jones students, a regional symposium involving the community, and then ended with a professional design competition. 125 architecture firms from around the world were invited to participate. About 50 expressed interest, and 25 were chosen to submit designs. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek was there when the winners were announced.
A wooden tower of terraces that are open to the landscape, that are permeable to the climate.
Merritt Buholtz of Buholtz McAvoy Architects explains his firm's competition design during the reception at the Record in Bentonville Thursday evening. By permeable, Buholtz means the building has holes that allow air to move through it, kind of like breezeways.
It's really important that we use less energy, and we need to build in a way that automatically uses less energy. In other words, where we don't have to turn on the heating, we don't have to have air conditioning.
Buholtz says it's cheaper to build with the climate instead of against it. And that was a key component of his Dublin, Ireland-based firm's design.
Bentonville has a great climate. You can live outdoors most of the year. Okay, it gets really hot and it gets really cold, but most of the rest of the year, it's amazing. So apartments built at a massive scale like this, up high in the sky, need to already be part of that climate landscape.
The competition focused on attainable housing, which is defined as households making 60 to 120% of an area's median income. According to the competition brief sent to all participating architecture practices, the median income in Northwest Arkansas 3 years ago was nearly $51,000, but average annual wages were about $44,000. A demographic that typically doesn't qualify for government-subsidized housing, but may still struggle to find affordable housing in the region. And that was part of the challenge, creating innovative designs for mixed-income and mixed-use housing that cuts down on construction costs and construction time. That's why Buholtz says his firm was thinking about flexibility in their design, where the interior space of the apartment takes up about 60% of the floor plan.
The rest of it is, at the moment, outdoors, or could be also eventually indoors by pulling a screen over. So this means that this unit, which has 2 bedrooms, could become a 3-bedroom unit.
Buholtz says they also thought hard about what their building would be made out of. They went with mass timber construction, which he says is a much faster way of building than using wood framing.
Because all of that has to be clad after you finish the structure. You have to go and put sheetrock on it. You have to put in the electrical services. With this system, you don't have to do any of that stuff. You just put it up and it's done. You don't have to paint it. You don't have to sheetrock it. You don't have to do anything.
And most importantly, Buholtz says, mass timber construction doesn't sacrifice quality and durability in order to build quickly. His firm was designing for what is known as Site 4, a 5-acre plot of land on John DeShields Boulevard and Central Avenue. Faye Jones School of Architecture and Design Dean Peter McKeith says Site 4 was also the one exception in the competition.
With the exception of Site 4, where the jury could not come to a consensus, and according to the competition rules, threw it back to me as the arbiter. And I determined, together with our competition advisors, to award 2 commendations for entries within Site 4.
The other 4 sites in Bentonville each had an individual winner. The competition included 25 architecture practices, 5 per each of the 5 sites picked as good candidates for attainable housing developments. The winning architects were then flown into Bentonville. McKeith says the goal there was to facilitate the next step of the competition, taking the ideas from paper to actual buildings on the ground.
And what we've done now today is to organize an introduction session between our winning architects, who most of whom are here, and the community of developers, realtors, people in the banking community, people in the municipal cities communities, architectural communities, something of an introduction session to begin to close the gap between the design ideas for the competition is producing and the realization of those ideas through those eventual partnerships.
McKeith says he also sees the competition as an idea generator and a way to encourage the region to realize the potential for attainable housing that's not only affordable but well designed.
So that if there are great unit plans, if there are great building organizations, if there are great ideas about public spaces, if there are great ideas about how to obtain density in ways that are sensitive to the context of a community, that those are transferable to Fayetteville, to Rogers, to Springdale, to Siloam Springs, to all of our communities in Northwest Arkansas.
McKeith says he was impressed by the passion put into each of the 25 entries, even though the firms are not guaranteed any kind of return on their investment.
Each of these entries represents untold hours of an architectural practice, potentially on the order of $100,000 of design expertise.
McKeith says for him, that indicates others see Northwest Arkansas as a place that still has the potential to design its way out of the housing issues other growing cities are experiencing.
And what we're seeing is that there is this incredible interest from outside the state in what we're doing here, and a belief that they can contribute on to the region on the basis of their experience from Philadelphia, from New York, From Los Angeles, from Portland, from Winnipeg in Canada, Dublin in Ireland, from Oslo in Norway, Mexico City. What is very clear is that these are issues of common cause to us all, irrespective now of where we live.
And Mayor Buchholz says a lack of attainable housing is certainly an issue in Dublin. When his firm was invited to enter the competition, he says they noted there was a lot happening in Bentonville.
But what was really striking to us was the sheer scale of what was being proposed as against what's actually here. What I mean by that is, as far as housing goes in Bentonville, what you see are houses, not housing. So here is a proposal to make housing, but not just housing, like three-story apartment blocks or townhouses, but on a massive scale.
Buchholz says they felt the competition could allow the firm to push the envelope on low-energy building and timber-based construction. And while it would be great if their design was built, Buchholz says the competition was about more than that.
It's about the design starting a really great conversation about a new way of building, about a new way of delivering affordable housing, about a new way of addressing climate change, about a new way of addressing transportation, about a new way of addressing age and generation change. All these things kind of come into it.
Because, Buchholz says, those are the issues we're facing around the globe. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The Housing Northwest Arkansas Initiative was funded through a grant from the Walton Family Foundation. Images can be seen at ozarksatlarge.com.